On January 3, 1959, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed Alaska's statehood proclamation.
Remarks of the President on signing the proclamation admitting Alaska into the State of the Union and the executive order designating the new design for the United States flag. Cabinet room in the White House, January 3, 1959.
Gentlemen, I think that all of us recognize it as an historic occasion, certainly for myself. I feel very highly privileged and honored to welcome the 49th state into the Union. Such a ceremony has not taken place in almost half a century, so at least I have the a feeling of self-gratification that I'm just not one of a group on this kind of a ceremony. And I, to the state itself, to its people, I extend on behalf of all their sister states their best wishes, their hopes for prosperity and success, and to each of you gentlemen elected to high office now to represent your state, your new state, in both the state and federal offices, my congratulations, my felicitations, and my hope that we will all work together to the benefit of all 49 states. And certainly I'll pledge to you my cooperation in that effort. Now, so far as these pens are concerned, I hope there's one for each of you people who have worked so hard to bring about this this thing, and I think that one of you should be Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Dick, and I think this will reach around here. Let me present them to them. Johnson?
The ceremony was the culmination of Alaska's struggle to become the 49th state. Anchorage is celebrating the 50th anniversary of that day with a long list of events this weekend. Darrell Schaff has the job of planning and coordinating all those activities. He's at the Denana Convention Center right now making preparations.
Yes.
What are you doing right now?
Right now we're setting up for the January 2nd gala dinner, which is the sort of VIP formal, let's get dressed up and celebrate the 50th anniversary with the pomp and circumstance and VIPs from all over the world and that kind of an evening.
And how are all the, in general, how are the preparations going along? What still needs to be done?
Well, they're going well. Fortunately, we've been able to cooperate very nicely with the Denina Center to have some extra time. We have about 300 performers who will be on stage during the course of the gala. And so just creating the stage for that was pretty amazing. We've created the largest stage, I'm sure, that ever existed in Alaska.
So that's your first event on Friday. What happens next on Saturday?
Saturday is really the day of statehood, and there's several really important things that are happening. And the one piece I want to make sure I say is that everything on Saturday is free to the public, because we wanted that to be a really important, inclusive kind of day. At 4 o'clock, or approximately 4 o'clock, as the sun's going down, 3:30, we'll have a light parade that goes down F Street. And the light parade is made up of delegates from all over the state of Alaska, people from villages and towns and cities who've come here at our request and are taking part in a show of unity. They're coming here to collectively light a torch, quite an amazing 14-foot stainless steel piece that will be installed in front of the Denina Center. And they're going to light that around 4 o'clock as a symbol of the unity of these people and the unity of Alaska moving into the next 50 years. From 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock, it's incredible. We have the three theaters of the Performing Arts Center. We have both levels at the Egan, both levels at the Denina. And we've hired probably close to 400 of the top entertainers all over Alaska to come here and perform for free in all of those venues. We have bands for people who want to dance. We have spoken word. We have ethnic groups. We have just about everything you can possibly imagine. And it goes on until 8 o'clock. And at that point, we invite the public to come back outside and watch probably the largest fireworks display that's been done in Alaska.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of people coming in. Although it's all happening in Anchorage, it's truly a statewide celebration.
We were asked by the state to host this particular date. Fairbanks had a date that they hosted. Juneau had a date that they hosted. And all of that's leading up to this big day of statehood. And so we're really hosting the entire state here. And I'm happy to say that we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people coming from all over the state and from all over the world to be part of this historic moment.
What activity or event are you most looking forward to, Darrell?
The 4th.
Your job first, will be done.
My first day off in over a year. No, I think the fireworks are going to be very exciting, but I'm also very excited about the lighting of the cauldron.
How many people do you expect to attend?
Well, on Saturday, we're hoping that the turnout is just remarkable because everyone has something to celebrate. And the fact that it's going to be cold just means that we're in Alaska and it's January. We're hoping for thousands and thousands of people. But we set it up downtown, so the fewest number of streets are closed, the maximum number of parking spaces are available, and all the parking garages are open. So I think people can come down, really enjoy it. And doing it during the day also means that all of the stores are open downtown, the restaurants and things. So people can slip in and get a cup of coffee and have a little economic impact too, which we think is very important.
Donald Schaff is in charge of planning and coordinating this weekend's 50th anniversary of statehood celebrations in Anchorage. Donald, thank you very much.
Thank you.